Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that the blessing of the Lord comes upon you as you listen. Here's today's message in progress.
We receive by faith everything you want to deliver and minister tonight, sir. I know you're doing a lot in the room tonight. I got caught up in worship and went into a new room. And I saw a lung. You know, Jesus healed them all. He healed them all. And as I was praying and seeking the Father on what this meant, my lightning fast mind realized that there's healing in the room tonight. And like I said, I was handed a document and it's like instructions. And Jesus is releasing healing tonight. And if you have a lung issue, I know you're going to get healed tonight. And as I was praying, I was thinking of all the people I know that have issues, lung issues. Some are here and some are not. And what I love about the Spirit of God is it's alive and it breaks through the walls. Nothing can contain His Spirit. And so if you're struggling with the issue of a lung, I keep hearing lung transplant, and by faith right now, I release a supernatural lung transplant into whoever needs it. And if that's you, you just say, I receive it by faith. You know, what I love about healing is we don't strive. It's already been provided. And it's like stepping into a pair of shoes that fit real well. You just step in and I'll take that. And if you are struggling with any issue of lung infection or lung disorder, right now I speak to your lungs and I command them to clear out. I command them to be healed by the power of the living God. There's someone in here with chronic lung issues. You've been diagnosed with asthma, and you battle and you have faith, and you battle and then you have faith. And right now I cut the cord in the spirit and I release you to receive your new lungs. I see a residue of infection. The Lord's calling them pockets of infection. And right now I command those to be loosed, and I actually see them right now breaking up like they're in clusters, and I see them breaking up by the power of the living God. I command those to break up and disperse and pass out through the backdraft in Jesus' name. Now, by faith, I keep taking deep breaths and I'm holding them and I'm releasing them, and I believe there's healing in lung muscles expansions. Some of you have had restrictions in your lungs and have shallow breathing as a result, and you've become so accustomed to breathing this way. But right now, by faith, I speak to those muscles in your lungs and I command them to be strengthened right now, lubricated, and I release you from the tension and bondage of the structure damage that was there and is gone. And right now I command a release of your muscles in your lungs to breathe and operate in perfection as God has designed them to be. I see someone who, I almost fell over. I see someone who has spots on your lungs, and it's from years of smoking. You don't smoke anymore. And right now, be healed in Jesus' name. Loose. Go. Thank you, Lord. I see some scar tissue. It looks like it's from an operation. And it's... there's like some adhesion, there's like some scarring that has caused some difficulty. This is from a long time ago surgery. Actually, it's multiple surgeries. And right now, I command that scar tissue to dissolve. Dissolve. I just heard somebody who has very little faith say, "Is that me? Could that be me?" I love God's fingerprints when he's healing. Yes, it's you. And it's you. And by the way, it's you too. I command all scar tissue to dissolve right now. Somebody in here has an issue with your bladder. And I speak to your bladder and I say, wake up. I command the muscles and the walls that are holding your bladder in position to rise and go properly back into place as God intended. In Jesus' name, amen. And there's a heart issue in here. I saw it a little bit ago, and I was waiting to see if it was a healing of the heart, like emotional, but it's actually a physical condition. I hear the words AFib. So right now, I don't know what AFib is, but it can't be good if God's bringing it up and he's healing. Right now, I speak to AFib, and I say, you're lying. And you're whole, heart be whole in the name of Jesus. I command all the symptoms to disperse, and I command your heart to beat properly, to beat strong. I command the blood flows to be normalized. I command the chambers, there's a couple chambers that are a little blocked, I break through in the spirit, and I command it to be open and flow properly in Jesus' name. I had diabetes. If you have an issue with blood sugar, I see you placing your hand on your abdomen area. And as you do that, I see the Lord is pushing life and repositioning. So right now, I speak life into your abdomen for the release of the, man, the Lord's calling it a blockage, of blood sugar levels, and I command them to normalize right now in the name of Jesus. I heard the Lord say, no more pokes. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Eye issue? Someone has an issue with their eye, and there's like a, thank you. It's the tear duct, and it is clogged. And right now, I release you from cloggage in the name of Jesus. Open, open. I see a right knee that's had some damage to the muscle or ligaments. Those are ligaments. And right now, I speak life into your ligaments in your right knee, and I command them to be strengthened, lengthened, and put back into proper position by the power of the Holy Ghost. Shante Matulako. Turn in some pages. I'm actually listening to the angels sing, "He healed them all." He healed them all. Gout. I'm just going by the Holy Spirit. There's been a diagnosis of gout. And I hear, sometimes the Lord jokes with me, but I hear him saying, gout got you down? Right now, I break the diagnosis off your body, and I release the living life force of God into that area and command healing now. I hear the words uric acid. I don't even know what that is. I said, Lord, is that muriatic acid? And he said, no, uric acid. And right now I command it to be balanced in your body. I see This one's hard to say. I see chubbiness in the room. And I hear the Lord saying, not by might, not by power, but by my spirit. And so I release the wisdom of the Holy Spirit to help push out the clutter of all the systems, all the gimmicks, all the trying and failing. And I place you in position to receive the keys of balance for weight loss, muscle strengthening, and endurance to finish your race. Big toe, come alive. Numbness in your big toe, I speak to your numbness and I say, leave right now. I command your nerves to operate properly, fire properly, send the signal from the brain to the toe in Jesus' name. Pathways open. Tingling of the feet. I'm speaking the same to you. Pathways open. Be made whole. Tooth. Bottom tooth in the front, off to the side. I curse infection and bone loss. And I release the power of the living Word of God into your mouth. Chew on that. Be made whole. I command all that infection right now. Loose off. Pass out through the backdraft and do no more damage. Strengthen. I speak the strength of God into your bone structure. Arthritis, you liar. Loose off your people. Holy Ghost lubrication, come and lubricate the joints. We break the words and the diagnostic results and reports of arthritis. We curse it and we send it back to the pit of hell. Life and abundance in Jesus' name to the bones. I'm looking at a lab report of some blood work, and when they read the report, a spirit of fear entered you. The way they read that report, first of all, two things. One, it's enemy sent. It was a scheme to knock you off course. And right now, I break that report. I break it. And the Lord is saying it's a false report. And so I break the words associated with that report, and I command that spirit of fear to come out of you right now in the name of Jesus. Go. I just want to dunk you. Good soaking in the Holy Ghost to shake off that junk. The devil's a liar. There is no truth in him. That report, you actually changed the course of your direction because of that report. And right now, I'm asking the Lord to show you in such a way and then position you right where you're supposed to be, because the thief has been caught. I'm asking for right order and restoration. I command every tumor to go in the name of Jesus. Loose off the body. Every lump and bump, go back into place in the name of Jesus as God's original intention. Sickness, leave right now. Out of this place. Out of these believers. In Jesus' name. You know, a spirit of discouragement was actually attached as an assignment on sickness. And right now, I command that to go in the name of Jesus. Discouragement, leave. Leave the body. I break every form of witchcraft, word curses that have been spoke over you. Whoa. And I command a release right now by the Spirit of the living God. Cut it. Pour your blessings. Pour your blessings, Father. We make room for your blessings. We make way for you. Receive. We receive. Here's a weird one. Tongue fungus. Leave. I hear thrush. Go in the name of Jesus. Leave the body of Christ. Command the healing balm of God to flow into the body right now. Release. I command regulation, proper regulation in your bodies, the right flora, the right bacteria to be balanced out in Jesus' name. I see him pouring in substance from heaven. Receive it. Nail fungus. I speak to you and I command you to leave right now in the name of Jesus. Nails be healed, strengthened. I see someone getting new toenails. Yeah, the fungus among us. Not no more. The finished work of the cross. I see like a wind-up clock inside a couple of you people, and I see the Lord adjusting it. It's like he's turning it back. Oh, I just heard supernatural age reduction. Thank you, Lord. Temperatures. I see. What is that, Lord? Internal thermostat. Be regulated, normalized as God intended. Not too hot, not too cold. Oh, someone just got a new one completely. Thank you. A couple got adjustments. Thank you, Lord. And they are. hidden addictions. I'm seeing a blanket over addictions. And right now, I release you from the bondage and the weight of carrying hidden sin and addiction. And right now, I see an exchange taking place. You've been struggling, you've given up because you couldn't fight it any longer, so you just caved. And right now, I see the grace of God upon you, and I see him holding his hand out, wanting to take that. Release. 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 I hear him saying, I'll take that too. Thank you, Jesus, so much. I heard the words recalculating when you gave Jesus those hidden issues. I actually saw reformatting of your brain, the memories, the strong holds. Release. I see glasses, but it's the Lord is handing them out to those who want to see. And at the same time, I'm hearing that song, "Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see you." I see mountains of trouble that you've been stuck behind, but I see you walking through them as Jesus is pulling you forth. He's got his hand extended, and I see you coming into him, and the mountains dissolve. Fake mountains go in the name of Jesus. You know, mountains of trouble are mirages. They're fake. They're not there. It's designed to keep you from climbing the mountain of God with him, communing with him. Thank you, Jesus. We receive everything that you've delivered tonight by faith. And we will rejoice in your goodness, and we will testify of your greatness. We love you so much. Amen. Clear out. You pesky little Klingon. You cannot stay. We break agreement with you. In Jesus' name. In this room, I was looking at these papers. We were flipping the pages together, and we got to the end. But what's really cool is there's volumes. So we're at the end. For tonight. His healing is always flowing. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to transition. You old pullers. Thank you, Jesus, so much. We receive you in your fullness. Help us stand in your strength, looking through your eyes and loving like you love. Help us. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you enjoyed today's message. You can download more messages at our store from Spirit of God Worldwide.com.